This is Matt with Mokler Services.
Hi, Matt. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. Thanks for asking. I was just following up. I saw that you signed up with us earlier this year for the Google Guaranteed program, and you had passed the background check, but they had never activated the budget for the leads. So I was trying to touch base to see if you wanted to turn on those Google Guaranteed leads.
It was going to be for snow removal, but that's pretty much that time frame is pretty well gone.
I see.
Yeah, I mean everybody's already got their accounts now, so not that. What is the, I'm sorry, got a little fighting off a cold here.
Bless you. No problem. I get it.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Right. What is the, I need to go over probably either what to do about lawn care or, I don't think that what I do is lawn care and deck building. So during the warm months. So
I think what you're trying to remember, and I think you're probably right. I'm gonna just verify it real quick. I don't think there's a Google Guaranteed category for deck building, but there might be a subcategory that you could use. So let me just look and see here. Okay, yeah, so there's a secondary category under carpenter for deck building, but not under like the lawn care.
Yeah.
So let's see here. What you could do is run them for your primary category under lawn care, and then maybe, you know, have a couple here and there go through that secondary category of deck building if you wanted to. You know, once they activate the budget, you would only be charged if it's a valid lead within your category. So if you want to just stick with the lawn care, then obviously it would, you know, you would just get those types of leads. But if you want to get leads in a subcategory, we could set that up too.
Okay.
Yeah, and just as a refresher, I'm looking at your account, and it's saying that the leads only run about $72 each, and the activation budget would equal 13 leads within the month or $939. So you don't have to obviously take on 13 leads every month. You take on as little or as many as you want. So let's say you took on 3 or 4 and they were all big jobs, then what would happen the next month is you just pay for the 3 or 4 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket.
Well, I mean, is that for landscaping or when I originally talked to them, they said something about, the grass cutting leads are like $70, but the landscape leads are only like 30 something. And
let me check. I can look at both categories.
Get more leads, but not exactly people that are looking for landscaping, but, you know, just get my foot in the door with them and talk them into lawn care, which would not be a problem. It would be cheaper is what somebody else told me.
It might be. Let me look. So for the 40214 is your zip code. We have you under lawn care, but let's see if the landscaper leads are cheaper. So when I put in that zip code, indicate landscaper. Yeah, you're right. The activation budget in that aspect would just be $505, and it would reflect $38.67 per lead on the average. So it might be a smaller job where the lead's only $32. It might be a bigger job where the leads are $72. But you could go that route as well. You know, put yourself in the landscaper category rather than in the lawn care. The only caveat is sometimes, because there's different categories, is there might be a difference in the certificate of insurance or the licensing involved. But if it's the same, then that's seamless. You can just, you know, do the landscaping just to, you know, make it a little bit more affordable for you. So let me double check.
I remember that now. For some reason the grass cutting professional, Google requires a spray applicator's license, and they wouldn't put me in that as well, is the problem. And I don't spray yards. Like, I just cut the grass. That's it.
I don't know if they've made some updates, but I put in landscaper for Kentucky, and all it's showing is $250,000 in general liability, and licensing is no requirements. So it might have been that it was required at one point, but currently it's not. So let me just double check for lawn care and see.
That would be weird.
Yeah,
it was only like two or three months ago whenever they were asking me to do this.
You know what? It's the opposite. The pesticide license is for the lawn care, not for the landscaping. It says.
Right. Yep.
So, you don't have that type of a license?
No, I'm not interested in getting one.
Oh, then you would just have to do the landscaping category. And then, like you say, when people call you for landscaping jobs, you know, and you do a good job, I'm sure that you could generate some, you know, residual lawn service jobs out of that too, you know, because they're so closely related. Let me just fix that then, because you wouldn't need the lawn care because you don't have that licensing for it. So I'll fix that. I'll put it into the landscaping instead. And then that's good news for you, because that reduces the activation budget a lot, you know. So let's see here. Landscaper. And then...
Yeah, a lot of people that I know, I mean, like, sometimes they're getting away from lawn care and they're actually going into landscaping anyways, 100%. Because lawn care is super easy, and you can send somebody out to just do it. But
yeah,
landscaping, well, it's a lot more labor intensive, but you make a lot more money. So, I mean, that might be the way to go. I don't know.
I think so.
That's all they do.
Yeah. Yeah, landscaping is really lucrative because there's a lot of different sub-jobs that can come out of it. You know, obviously, you want to do decks, too, and, you know, you might come across somebody that's in need of some outdoor deck work or some outdoor maybe barbecues or kitchens or stuff that, like you said, I like doing the decks and I like doing the lawn, but I can kind of do it all, and you might be getting some more kind of residual jobs off of that stuff, too, you know. So, I think it'd be great. So do you want to do the $505 for the activation budget? Because you passed the background check, which means they would just turn the leads on right away if you paid that. And that it's really good timing for that, you know, being so close to the holidays that you get some jobs going pretty quickly.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe they. There is snow on the ground right now for us, but I mean, it's gonna warm up next week. So yeah, that might.
Mm-hmm.
Is it how many jobs would $500 get me, or how many leads would $500 get me at the?
That's for 13 leads, and remember how this works differently from, you know, a typical lead service, is that the lead would exclusively come to you, right? So Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So that in and of itself is going to give you a higher chance of converting it. But secondly, you're only charged for the lead if it's a valid lead, you know, within your category. And what I mean by that is if somebody calls you and says, hey, Matthew, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that because that's not a lead, right? Or if they call you and they say, you know, I need some landscaping and lawn service and I'm in Las Vegas, right? Well, that's not your service area, so you're not going to get charged for it. So you're only going to get charged for the ones that are calling that are valid leads.
That's fantastic.
It really is. Compared to those typical lead services, because I know how they are. I know how they make their money.
I'm actually getting ready. I'm getting ready to sue Angie because they're trying to. That's what they were sending me 100% of, and they finally stopped answering the phone whenever I'm trying to, get a, literally, they stopped answering the phone whenever I'm like trying to call and get, getting refunds for those, just people just not, and it's not even they're not answering the phone, I would call them and they would say, I didn't ask for this lead to be, I didn't ask for anybody to call me on this, what are you talking about? You know, things like that. I'm like, I'm not paying, you know, it was like 40 or 50 bucks a lead or, no, actually it was deck lead. So it's like 80 bucks a lead. I'm like, I'm not paying you $80 for nothing.
Wow.
Like, do your job.
Yeah.
Get a proper lead.
There were, people that told me things like that too, where, people would call through Angie's and they would say something of the effect of, oh, I'm looking at a property that I may or may not buy, but if I did buy it and I needed XYZ done, how much would you charge? And then Angie charges them and says, well, that's a valid lead. Well, how is it a valid lead when the person doesn't even have the property yet, you know?
Right.
They can't hire them.
Exactly. I mean, like, it's just constant just back and forth with them now. I mean, like, their leads used to be really, really good. I used to make $40,000 a month on their leads on $1,000 worth of leads, and it all ended like 3 years ago in October. I mean, like, I don't know what happened. Just in October, like 3 years ago, just bam, it all went to crap. The leads were terrible after that. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know what they did? They probably got a call center and they started selling the service to like multiple people in your area. And then just because of that, there's less leads that they can make money on because they're, you know, charging so many companies and, you know, it just starts affecting the quality that you're getting. You know, it sounds like initially maybe there were, you know, less people that they had in your category that they were working with. But once it got saturated, that's when those kind of bogus leads started increasing, it sounds like, you know.
Well, I've asked several people that, and some people are saying that Congress passed some law that they couldn't pull their information from the way they were doing it because
unethical or something, or
unethical thing, the way they were getting a lead, blah 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 blah. I don't know. There's like five or six, and somebody said they got sued, and it was a class action lawsuit, and they lost it or something. So now they got to do it a different way, and like, I don't know what happened, but I mean, like, it just destroyed them. Like, their days are numbered. Seriously,
for sure. Yeah, we deal with a lot of their clients, and I've heard every kind of horror story imaginable with that company. So I know exactly, you know, what you went with. The good news is, as you said, that initially they were profitable for you, which is great, you know, because some people don't even have that initial good experience. They come on board recently where everything is already, you know, kind of going down the hill, you know. So
yeah, no, they were, I absolutely loved them. I mean,
I
absolutely loved them until, like I said, 3 years ago in October. I couldn't say nothing worse. I know bad things about them. They were fantastic. And then all of a sudden, out the window it went. I don't know what happened. So, let me think about this. $500 and, sorry to take you,
take you
on a rabbit hole here. $500, 13 leads, and count real quick.
Yeah, the card we have on file, it says it's no longer valid. So for the new account, I would just start with the billing address. And is it still the Quillman Hill Road, or is it a different address for billing?
It's still the same account.
Perfect.
It's the same billing code. Billing address.
So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
415. Well, let me make sure I've got.
Mm-hmm.
just sent out a bunch of voices, so. I guess, let me start this one.
Okay. Because I've got to do something.
Yeah, it's perfect timing too. If it's gonna, the snow's gonna let up next week. That's really good timing for you.
Well, I'm kind of hoping I can.
In the middle of the
winter is not when people do landscaping. Though, is the only thing. So I mean, like, is it?
Like with Angie.
Like if I was going for lawn, like I did decks and then I would turn on lawn care. But in lawn care, I would turn on the leads in
February 1st and turn them off at the end of April. And
I would bump up my lead amount to about $3,000. And I would pick up.
Oh, and go heavy during those months. I see what you mean. Right?
Yeah, and I would get about 60 accounts by doing that, by spending about $9,000. And it would pay off. I mean, it would pay off in a month. So, because their leads on lawn care is only about, like 30 bucks, about 30 bucks a lead. So.
It was like $30 to $40.
So with this, you can do that too. You can ramp it up during those lucrative months. And if there's not a lot of landscape leads going right now, then that's good. Then that $500 budget will last you for a while. You know, I've had people tell me that, you know, I see they paid their activation budget 3 months ago, and because it's an off season for them or kind of slow, they haven't paid for 3 months because they took a couple of leads here and a couple of leads there, you know? So that's the good news, is it's not like they're going to charge you $505 every month, regardless of if you take on that volume or not, you know? But I would definitely recommend, if it worked really good with Angie's, definitely when you get to your on season, you can call us and say, hey, I want you to increase the budget on them, you know, because that's, you know, a starting point, obviously, for the 13 leads. But during that time, you're probably going to want to do a lot more.
Right. Okay.
So with this, is this the customers are going to
call me, or you guys are going to send me a text saying, hey, there's this customer, or
how's that work?
Oh, no, they're going to call you directly, so you don't have to worry about, like, them going through a middleman. It's not like they have to go through Local Splash or through Google in order to reach you. They're going to contact you directly.
Okay, and they just Google search, you know.
Landscaper in Kentucky, and boom, I pop up. I'm like on the top of the
exactly. Mm-hmm. With that check mark next to your name showing that you passed that Google guaranteed. It's actually called Google Verified now. They just changed the name last month, the Google Verified background check. So it adds a whole boatload of credibility to you too. That usually will give someone a comfortable feeling in working with you, seeing that you have that check mark next to your name and that Google is backing your work, you know?
For sure, for sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to be so happy that you did it. Like I said, I think it's perfect timing. So especially for you to kind of, you know, wet your feet with it and taste how the leads are going. So is the new card also a MasterCard, or is it a Visa or Discover? Or?
It's a MasterCard. I just can't believe they don't have a deck builders. That's just weird. Probably just in a carpentry setting, but I don't know. Anyway.
It is. It's under carpentry, and if you wanted to get some deck building here and there, what they would do is they would have me collect the higher of the two activation budgets. The activation budget under carpentry would be $887, and the leads would run $68 each. So all that means is that because they're more costly for like a deck building lead, that your budget, if you were taking on more landscaping, would last you a little bit longer than 13 leads, you know, but we would collect the higher activation budget in case you got, let's say you got two or three leads and they were all solid deck building leads and you wanted more, then they don't call you to collect more on the budget because you already paid the higher of the two activation budgets, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, it makes perfect sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So do you want to go on that route for the 887, or do you want to try it with the landscaping first and, you know, maybe make that adjustment a couple months from
now?
Yeah,
let's try landscaping first, and then
okay.
And then we'll move over into that later.
You got it. Okay, and I'll notate your account, too, just in case, so that, you know, when they reach out to you, they'll know that that's a possibility for down the road, you know? But, okay, so then we'll go back to the card number whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 5119.
Okay.
8701.
Got it.
0021.
Okay.
5279.
279. Okay, expiration?
09 of 28.
9 of 28. And then the code?
143.
143. Okay. Now, typically what they'll do with these Google guaranteed or verified accounts is they'll put a tracking number on there. I don't see that that had been enabled for you. Do you want them to do that? They would purchase, it wouldn't cost you extra, but they would purchase a brand new 502 area code number. When people call it, it will forward over to your number. But it's phenomenal for you because every single call you get through it would be stored on the dashboard for quality assurance. And it works with our Local Splash app. So you would be able to download the app either through your iPhone or your Android store and then log into it with the credentials for your account, which, you know, I can email them to you. And then that way, every time somebody contacts you, you can respond to them in real time. And then it also will eliminate a certain number of spam callers. You know, sometimes spam callers are computer generated. So there will mm-hmm. be a press one, press two greeting on there. You know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two. So those types of calls will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Just to let you know, usually that's a $300 upgrade for our existing clients, but if you wanted to try it, I could put it on there for you at no additional cost. And then if you change your mind on it down the road, no problem. You just call us and we would go back to promoting your number. But it's a nice way to kind of, you know, track it for you so that you know you're getting the most bang for your buck, you know?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, because let's say, you know, our department's excellent at monitoring it and making sure that you don't get charged for, you know, leads that are not valid. But let's say that you feel really solid about a one or two that you were charged for that they weren't valid leads, then you have the ammo there. You can go back in and pull the calls and say, look, you can listen to it right here. This didn't turn, you know, this wasn't a lead, you know. So, and like I said, that doesn't happen very often, but it's nice to have that feature in case it does. So I'll put that call tracking on here for you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then I'll have them set that up today, and then we'll get this going. So I'll put zero cost. And then we just... Perfect. Okay, so that is now enabled. So I'm going to send that department the message to get the call tracking number up and running and then turn those leads on. So if that department has any questions about, you know, the reason that you switch categories or anything, I'm going to, you know, heavily notate your account. But if they reach out to you, you know, there might be just, you know, so that they get a good handle on what kind of leads you're wanting them to run for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. So, yep, thank you for taking care of that, Matthew. I'm glad that it all worked out. Have a very profitable year and have a great rest of your day, too, okay?
All righty, thank you very much.
Yep. All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.